highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
We're quiet and listening, and we're paying attention to what's going on. So that way, not only us, but the people around us know what to do and know what's going on during the show. Sound good?
You're listening to the sounds from one of the favorite days of the year for North Clackamas Elementary students.
Stay in our seats, because these lights up here are going to go out.
It's field trip day for 4th and 5th graders from both Happy Valley and Vern Duncan Elementary Schools. But the Happy Valley students aren't wearing waterproof boots on a traditional field trip to the school's nearby wetlands.
Awesome.
And Duncan students' total commute time for this field trip? 2 minutes. That's because today's field trip was put together by the multi-talented Adrian C. Nelson High School Thespians, who, along with their director, Robert Novi, invited a packed auditorium of Happy Valley and Duncan students, teachers, and parent chaperones to a sneak peek of their fall production, Alice in Wonderland. After a few final instructions for the excited audience from Mr. Novi,
during the show, should you be talking?
No!
Awesome job.
It's time to draw back the curtain and let the show begin. And as Nelson High School sophomore Melly Demetz opens the show as Alice herself.
Because today's my birthday, and my mother's baking a great big cake with pink icing.
It's the culmination of months of hard work from a group of students who don't have a drama class offered at their high school, which means every set design, every line reading, every costume fitting, and every rehearsal was done on their own time, simply for a love of performing. And simply put, these young elementary students love being a part of the audience. Today on the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, we go behind the scenes to meet three Nelson High School students who, like many of their castmates, managed to balance the demands of everyday high school life with an after-school role in the school's production of Alice in Wonderland. What drew them to such a demanding extracurricular activity? How did they manage their time? And what makes it all worth it after hearing the cheers of audiences like this? And joining us now on the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, we are very excited to welcome three fantastic performers from Nelson High School's fall performance of Alice in Wonderland. It's Nelson High School students Emily Sutliff, Tyson Thames, and Melly Demetz. Emily, Tyson, Melly, we are actually recording this right at Nelson High School today during a school day, but we promise each of you are excused from class right now. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, since this is a podcast and our listeners can't actually see you talking, let's have each of you introduce yourself so they can match a voice to a name. Tell us your name, your year here at Nelson, and what role you played in the most recent production, and maybe what you love most about being a part of Nelson's drama program. Melly, you want to go first?
Yeah, my name is Melly. I'm a sophomore here at Nelson, and I played Alice in Alice in Wonderland. And my favorite part of our theater program is definitely our community and how close we are and how we're just constantly cheering each other on and just pushing through everything together. It's just very supportive.
Emily, you're up next.
Hi, my name's Emily Sutliff. I play the two spades in Alice in Wonderland, and I think my favorite thing about being part of the drama program is just being able to be with a group of people who all share a love of theater. We all get to relate with that, so we all start on some like common ground, and we all get to like relate to each other, and it's like it's really easy to grow a friendship with people that you share common interests with.
All right, Tyson, you're up.
I'm Tyson Thames. I played the King of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland, and for me, my favorite part of our theater program is, like they said, the support and working together with people who have a common interest, because that's not super common in the world where
sure.
You get to work with people who have one goal and be part of something that's bigger than yourself. And that, I think that's really cool.
All right, first things first, you heard the excitement in those elementary school students' voices as the curtain went up on your latest show. What's it like to perform for students who could end up on that same stage one day?
I was getting so excited at the thought that being the person on stage that might potentially inspire them to become an actor, like, might have been us, because a lot of them were really, really, really just like, we had a Q&A afterward where they were all asking us questions, and they all just seemed so eager, even after being in an auditorium for like over over an hour. They all seemed so eager to like learn more. So I was really giddy knowing that like one day these people, after we've graduated, they might end up on the stage getting to perform.
I remember that because it was our first show for an actual audience, I was so nervous waiting in the VOM. And then the second that all of the elementary schoolers started answering to Mr. Novi, I was straight up hopping up and down and just pure excitement and like joy. Like Mama Tames, Tyson's mom, she was recording me jumping up and down, and all the freshmen in our troop, they're like, "You're gonna do great, Melly." And I remember the second I walked out on stage and like the spotlight hit me, everybody in the audience, they're like, "Oh my gosh, is that Alice?
Is that Alice?
She's
oh my
so
gosh.
Pretty, she's so pretty." And then like after the show, a bunch of the little kids came up to the stage and they're like, "Can I get a hug with you?" So I jumped off the stage and there's this little girl who had a bow in her hair, and I was like, "I have a bow in my hair." And she goes, "I tried to dress like you." And aww, that moment I was just, this is all I've ever wanted to do, was be an influence for other people, and I get to be an influence by something that makes me so happy. And so I was just like, it's just pure joy, and I was like, please, please join theater, little ones.
Yeah, it was so great. I saw them at the end. They came up to the stage and were like flooding the stage and wanted to high five you. Yes. or touch, because you're celebrities to them.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like we're literally the characters to them. Like we were quite literally like the king and two and Alice.
And I think it helps that it's a story that they know pretty well. Yeah. Most kids know the story of Alice in Wonderland. So to see that come to life, and with people who go to school literally for Duncan kids right down the street, I mean, it's 5 minutes from here. Yeah. So it's got to be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so fun to like, well, I asked some of them, I was like, "Now do you want to do theater?" And they were like, "No." And I was like, I was like, "Why?" And they're like, "It's kind of scary." And I was like, "Yeah, but you're fine." Yeah. But this show is not as much for Melly, because, you know, everybody loves Alice. But I did a show last December where I played Buddy the Elf, and we had a lot of kids in the audience, and it was very similar where they're so giddy and they laugh at all of the jokes, even the ones that are kind of dumb. So like, they're so earnest. They haven't become cynical yet, like most high schoolers and middle schoolers. Yeah. So it's really cool to see that and have them come up to you after the show and be like, "I want to do that now." And it's just like, it makes heart happy.
Yes. Now, did any of you ever attend a high school play when you were in elementary or middle school and get inspired by that?
No, but I remember when I was younger getting to go on field trips to Portland Center Stage and stuff like that, and getting to see different performances and stuff like that. And I remember like, gosh, I wish I could do that. Like, I really want to be up on a stage and perform. So when curtain had opened, we did our bows and everyone clapped and stuff, and we were doing the questions. I was just like remembering, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do this as a kid. So now I'm like, I'm that person for them. And I think that they were all just so excited. And I think it helped a lot that we did a show that's like familiar to them.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really have to try as hard to follow the plot of it. They just knew. Like, it was stories like these are second nature to us because we, you know, hear them as kids or we watch them on TV. So I think them getting to see how we put on the show was really cool for them.
And we're going to talk about it a little bit later, but you guys don't have a drama department here at school. There are no drama classes during your school
anymore.
Day. Unlike other high schools that maybe could practice during the school day. You guys don't have that. We'll talk about that a little bit more. I'm interested too in, I mean, Melly, you're a sophomore. Emily,
junior.
And Tyson,
also a junior.
A junior. So you two have been here, well, all of you have been here since the school's been open. It's only the third year of Nelson High School. Mm-hmm. What made you want to join a program that didn't really have classes during the day? What made you want to be a part of the drama department?
Actually, so the first year that the school opened, me, Tyson, and I were both freshmen. And at the time, we did have we did have classes during the school day. Not this school year, but the past two, we did have classes. So we were able to get to work on different things and skills and stuff like that during the school day. So I think I signed up for that immediately. Like, I remember I came from a private school, so I didn't really get to do forecasting. The only thing I like told them at the counseling office was I want to be in the acting classes. So I got to be put in one of them, and I knew right away I also wanted to do it outside of class, because I went to a private school where like performing on stage was like something that we all kind of did. So when I came to public school and people were like, "Oh, theater kids are weird," I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah,
like, what is going on?
No, I grew up always wanting to perform and wanting to go into theater classes, but we didn't have much money and my parents were divorced and worked, so I couldn't go to Journey or which is now Imagine and stuff like that. So the second I was in eighth grade and we got the forecasting sheet, I was like, acting, please. And the second I got to acting class, I was so happy. I was like, these people are cool. These are like the people I'm looking for. And like, the acting classes taught me things
things that we use so much on stage. And because we don't have those classes anymore, during our thespian meetings after school, we're trying to make acting seminars and little introductions to tech areas so everybody can still get a sense of what happens in the classes. Because without the acting classes, I wouldn't have known how to audition, because the first audition I ever did was for the fall play last year, Trap, and I wouldn't have known how to do that if it weren't for the acting classes.
Yeah, our hope is that since we're doing a lot of events this year with our drama club and stuff like that, we're doing lots of events and fundraisers and fun things in the class as well as doing shows. Our hope is that we have enough people who are interested next year in those classes so that enough of them forecast to bring those classes back. Because what happened was last year, we didn't have enough people forecasting for the classes. So because of like budget cuts, they cut that class because it was least like forecasted for. So this year, our hope is that we get people really interested back into it so that next year we can have classes. So we're really pushing teaching everyone like all the stuff we learned in those classes, because it's also not really necessarily fair to them, because we had that outlet during a school day and we had a way to learn all those foundational things like improv and cheating out and your blocking and levels and things like that. Those are things I learned in those acting classes, and we're trying to teach those things during drama club because we just don't have that anymore.
Well, I think you're well on your way to popularizing drama again at Nelson with performances like you had at Alice in Wonderland. Now, Tyson, for you, drama's not new to you in high school. You've kind of grown up around this. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I'm very unique. I never wanted to do theater. I was very shy. I hated watching the musical. If I was in that elementary school performance, I would have been like, ugh, guys, this. I never took a drama class.
Tyson.
But freshman year when we came in and there was the musical, my parents told me I had to either audition with my sister, who's a senior now, or do track. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing track. So then I like joined that.
They tricked me. You were forced. You didn't want to do it.
Yeah. But then I did that and it was the coolest experience of my life. And ever since then, I've been doing shows here at the school, at other places. I'm in my first professional show right now. I mean, I got hooked as a freshman, whereas it sounds like the other two had already been hooked. They already wanted to do it. Okay. But I came in and I was like,
I got super duper hooked. I was doing dance team last year at the same time as theater, but then the second we finished our fall show Trap, I was like, this is the only thing I want to do. I love performing and I love dancing, but acting, performing, that's my thing.
So Tyson, I knew you're in other shows, so all because you didn't want to set foot on a track, you found your new passion.
And this is one of those things where it's like, I love it so much now that I can't imagine not doing it. So it was one of those happy things, and I constantly think, I'm like, well, what if I had just been like, fine, I'll do track. I would be a completely different person, and I wouldn't be with all these wonderful people and having all these great friendships. I would have probably had other friendships, but
that's an amazing story.
I feel like it's a similar story for a lot of people at our drama club. It's sort of the same for me as with Melly. I auditioned for Pippin and I was lead for Bertha, and it was a really, really fun experience. It was a super amazing show to be in, and I remember I was doing club volleyball at the same time, and balancing both was like really stressful, and I was like, okay, next year I have to pick. And I knew the exact moment when I decided. When we were doing after shows, we always do like a circle up and we share memories or thoughts or feelings or moments from the show or shout out people, and it's a really emotional time. Normally people start crying.
There was a lot of crying.
We saw a lot of crying involved. And I remember I was like, this is too great of a community to give up.
Definitely.
So I was like, I'm quitting volleyball and I'm doing theater full time. And I know a lot of people in our drama program are like that, where they did sports or other activities and they're like, no, theater's my thing now. And it makes me so happy.
I did a full year of dance team, but with dance team, nobody ever hung out outside of practice or competition. Nobody talked to each other outside of practice. But with theater, we're constantly doing things as big friend groups after school, after shows, going out and doing stuff. We're constantly talking to each other and posting each other. It's so weird. I don't know how to explain it if you're not in it, but it's really just such a bonded community, and I've never seen anything like it anywhere else. And I don't know if it's just our troop and the way the people who are in our troop right now founded it all because of Pippin, like Emily and Tyson. I think it's leaving a really good mark for the incoming freshmen and how fast they took me under their wing and how fast I'm taking the incoming freshmen under my wing. It's just such a close and tight community that I don't want it to go away, and I feel like everybody deserves it.
Now, a lot of times, I'm glad you talked about the commitment that you guys each make, because a lot of times people think of extracurricular activities at high schools and they think of sports, the long hours of practice after school, games on specific nights. I don't think people think of things like band or choir or drama.
Definitely.
But your schedules are just as demanding, aren't they?
Yes.
It's like playing a varsity sport times two.
They always forget about the performing arts kids.
It takes up so much time. So if you rack up enough hours, 100 hours of theater work, you can become an inducted thespian. And it's a international organization where you become like, it's kind of like, I feel like the best way to explain it is like an official theater person.
You're an official amazing theater kid, and now at certain high schools you can get into shows for free.
Taking it back to sports, it's like you've lettered
you get a letter. It's so time demanding that you can rack up 100 hours within one show so easily.
And for me, for example, my schedule, because I loved it so much, I was like, okay, I'm gonna throw myself in. Last week we had tech for Alice in Wonderland. That's 5 hours, 6 hour days on top of the school day.
At that point, theater after school, I thought it was a completely new day every single day. I remember specifically during the Mock Turtle scene, because I'm so far away from like the other two people I'm acting with, I'd go, oh my gosh, this is the same day as like 6 hours ago when I was in class right now. How is this possible?
Time morphs. You have no concept of time anymore. And we do try to be courteous so that we want as many people to join as possible, because we want everyone to experience the joy that is theater. So we do try to like be courteous about the people who do sports and they also want to do theater. So there's opportunities, even if you don't have the time commitment to be on stage every afternoon as a lead. There's opportunities for everyone. Even if you do have prior commitments, like, you can go to drama club or
backstage crew.
Our crew, they are phenomenal workers and they work so hard. They're behind the curtain, but there is no show without tech. So yeah,
there's tech. I was going to ask about that, because Tyson mentioned tech. What is that for someone who doesn't know drama?
Well, so there's two things called tech, which is a little confusing. So there's tech as in all of the people working backstage to bring us our lights,
so the light,
our sound, our costumes, our sets, our props, all of that stuff.
And
that
those
makes
are students as well.
All students.
And that's what makes us look good.
Yes.
But the other tech is when we combine what those hardworking students have been doing backstage with what actors have been doing on stage, and it takes a long time to get that honed in, and
it's the like most getting stressful all the lights part and stuff of theater. But once it's over and you realize all the hard work that both parts of the community have been doing, crew and actors, it's like the best feeling ever, seeing everything finally put together.
So when Melly comes out on that stage for the first the show starts, there's someone who's in charge of getting that spotlight in the right spot.
I'm pretty sure Jack Stanley was doing my spotlight.
Shout out to Jack Stanley. Tech Week is like, it's when the two elements of tech and acting come together, and at that point you create a show. Everyone does tech differently, but a week or so after you do tech, opening night happens.
And then one of you were blowing a bugle horn, so you had to have the bugle sound effect in the background. So someone's got to be on cue to make sure that goes out at the right time.
Actors, if they're not on stage, they can, chill in the green room, or they can, touch up their makeup or something like that. But tech has to be paying attention for every single show the whole time, getting those cues, getting those spotlights, making sure they open the curtain. They're so dedicated. They have to be dead focused the entire time. And it's
hard.
Especially after a long day when you do the shows in the evening.
When you're backstage, you want to be quiet, not only so the audience can't hear you, but so people who are on comms, like Ethan and Kyler, are two set mates.
All right, they're on comms. Okay, tell us what that is. Okay. What are they doing?
Comms is the big microphone headset that's connected to all the other crew leads backstage. And so Frankie, she's our stage manager. Stage manager.
Student.
She calls all of the cues during shows. So when curtains open, when lights come on, when props enter, when the set gets switched. And so people, specifically our crew leads, they have that headset on so they know when everything is, like the perfect timing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so when you're backstage, you want to be as quiet as possible. So not only actors know what's going on, the audience can't hear you, but so our amazing epic crew leads can narrow in and focus on what
Frankie's
they're doing.
So Frankie's backstage saying, Melly, you need to be over here. You're coming up. Tyson over there.
So Frankie, she's actually up in the booth.
Okay.
So at the very, very, very back of the house
at the
or
top,
the audience.
We wave to them.
We always applaud them. We always applaud tech. When we do our bows and you see us like clap to the back of the audience or to our left and to our right, that's us giving applause to the tech, because they can't be out on stage because there needs to be someone controlling all the tech elements happening even when we are doing bows. But it's that moment of recognition for them for all the hard work that they did during the show.
Speaking of hard work, these three super students from Nelson High School put in countless hours after school with coworkers on and off the stage to cook up a production with just the right flavor of laughs and entertainment.
Excuse me, sir, but there's too much pepper in your soup. Nobody asked your opinion.
But in case you're asking, still to come, what were our three thespians' favorite moments from the play?
One of my favorite moments from the show has nothing even to do with me. It was when I was watching you take pictures with all the girls, and you were on the like floor with all of them, like taking the photos.
Oh,
I think because I got to see how excited the little kids were, so yeah, I was really excited for them, but I was also really excited for you because you got to be that person for them.
And what would they tell kids who are thinking about joining drama for the very first time?
Do it. Literally just do it. Even if you're too scared to go out and act on stage, there is so much behind the scenes stuff. I started in crew and then I went to acting. It's such a good feeling.
More good feelings straight ahead from Melly, Tyson, and Emily. Right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
I'm curious too about how auditions work. So, Melly, you hadn't done a lot of auditions before. Mm-hmm. When you find out you're doing Alice in Wonderland, how do you choose what you might want to try out for? Does everyone always get the part that they audition for? Do you end up in another part that works out better for you in the long run? How does the audition process work?
It starts.
All right, Melly, lay it on us.
It starts with. We go up to Mr. Novi, our director, and we go, what type of monologue do you want? Do you want comedic or dramatic?
We scope out the area. Like, what are you looking for?
What are you looking for?
What gives us the best
odds? So Mr. Novi, does he make the final decisions?
He's a director, yes.
So he makes the final decision, so you go to him.
He was the one who decided that Melly would be the best Alice for our program and stuff.
After closing, he came up to me and he went, Melly, I've directed Alice in Wonderland before, but you're the most perfect Alice I could have asked for. And I was like,
what a nice thing for a director.
Oh,
so, Melly, when you decided that you were going to go for Alice, you asked Mr. Novi.
I didn't decide I was going for Alice, actually. I literally went, put me in the show.
She would have been a tree, is what she said.
I literally, Cheshire Cat Reese, she lays on a tree. I wanted to be that tree.
Okay.
I was like, I will stand there and I will have someone lay on me if I can be on that tree.
Well, when we audition for school, it's so you get an audition form and it kind of says, like, you know, they want to know your name, your email, your student info, and then also your GPA to make sure, because it is time consuming, it takes up that time for your homework, so they want to make sure your, you know, your grades are in a good spot, and it gives all the info, and then you can mark off, you know, ensemble, supporting lead, like what you're kind of looking for, and you go in with your audition monologue, and it's not like you fill out a role that you want on that
and
page.
And you can't audition for things that are from the show. Mm. So if you want to audition for Alice in Wonderland, you can't use a Cheshire Cat or Alice monologue.
Oh, okay.
Or if you're auditioning for Mamma Mia, you can't sing like a Mamma Mia or ABBA song.
Right.
Like, it has to be something that's not from the show. Yeah. At least that's how our school does it.
And Mr. Novi gives you latitude to do whatever you like.
Pretty much.
And sometimes, I mean, sometimes we can do those things. Like, for shows, sometimes they will hand us monologues from the show. They're like, hey, instead of bringing your own thing, here is a stack of monologues from the show. Choose one, and I'll put you. We did that for Trap last year. So it just depends. So you go into your audition, you perform, you put in your all. And then if the director and the director who's the one who casts the show, as well as, you know, stage managers or your producer and your music director, depending on the show that you're doing, can also be there, and they're part of the say that goes into the casting, not necessarily stage managers, but producers, directors, and music directors. And then if they'd like to see more of you, they'll ask you to come to a callback a day or two later, and then cast list comes out.
Yes.
Okay, now when the cast list comes out, is that everybody's name up on a sheet of paper so everybody
sees? Not everybody.
Not always.
Imagine that could be a little nerve-wracking or disappointing for some people.
Yeah.
They go,
definitely be disappointing. Yeah. And it's such an experience because especially when it's a show that you have a lot of emotional stake in. For this show, I didn't really care. I was like, Mr. Novi, put me where you need me.
Okay.
But for some shows, it's like, I really, really want to be this character. Yeah. So it can be really frustrating or disappointing when you don't get the role that you want.
Mm-hmm. And when you don't get that role, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not a good actor or, you know, you can't do it. It just means that you weren't the fit for that role. There was a person for that role, and it just means that you weren't it. And it doesn't mean that you're not good at acting. It just means that your skills, someone else's skills are going to build the character.
Or there's like a certain envision that the director had that somebody somehow, their monologue or the way they delivered lines during callbacks, they're just like, oh, that's kind of how I wanted the character to be played. So it just
And I would think if you're going to be a part of this program, you've got to know that going in. You may not get the part that you're hoping for, and that's part of the process. That happens.
It's a learning lesson every time.
You can't let that discourage you and then let you never audition again.
Yeah, it's a learning lesson every time. And Mr. Novi was telling us, he's like, guys, this show was so hard to cast. It could have worked a million different ways, but directors normally have an idea of what they want in their head, and they'll normally play to the strengths of the actors to reach that goal. And no matter what role you play, I mean, I've played an array of different roles between supporting and leading or whatever the role is. It's a fun experience either way, and it's a learning lesson, because if you're not on stage as much, that just means you get the bigger opportunity to be able to learn from the people who aren't on stage and really bring your all for the scenes that you are on stage. And it's, you don't always get the role that you want, but I feel lucky just being able to be part of the program because, I mean, I got to be in the show, which is so cool as it is, and I never want to take that for granted because it's just, it's so much fun to be
And Emily was flinging herself on the floor for her scene.
I was flinging myself on the floor, and I was only on for like 10 minutes.
And she was phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you.
She was a gardener, so a lot of, when they're like painting the roses red.
Yes.
Very slapstick.
Very slapstick. So like, you know, hitting, falling down, all that stuff.
Okay, by the time this podcast is released, Alice in Wonderland is closed. You've done your performance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looking back now, give me your favorite moment from the whole experience.
This is going to take a minute.
Okay. Your favorite moment.
The
you only get
was
one.
A constant high. Sometimes,
okay, well, that's great to hear.
Sometimes you can't always reflect on your favorite parts in the moment because you're so focused on getting the show on its feet that you're just like, you're go, go, go.
I'm still in mourning process that we're closed. Something that's weird about me is that after a show ends, I lose a lot of motivation. It's like during the process of the show, because we're after school so much, I'm like, oh, I have to do all my schoolwork during school hours now. But now that we have like free time in between one acts and Mamma Mia, I'm like, oh, I actually have time to do my schoolwork, so I can put it off now. And so it's already been a procrastination thing, and we've only been back in school for 2 days. And so it's like the entire time I'm just so focused on in the moment, and I'm so happy that now that it's over, I just want to go back because I was so happy. But if I had to pick one thing that was my favorite, I think it would be the elementary school show during Bows,
which you heard at the top of this podcast. You can hear the excitement in those little kids' voices.
And that was my favorite. It topped a lot of things in my life that I didn't think could be topped, because it was just, that experience was pure joy. And because I remember when I was little, I was like, I wanted to do theater so bad. So it's like, maybe the little girl that dressed up as Alice, maybe she'll come to Nelson and be some lead role on stage when she's here. The feeling inside of me, I was like, I could influence at least one of these kids, is like the best feeling
ever.
And
I don't think you guys realize this, and we can look out the window here, we can almost see Duncan Elementary looking out the window. You three are heroes to a lot of those kids who came by, and I don't think we realize that, which is why I wanted to talk to you. When you see, I was an elementary school principal for 20 years before I took on this job, and those younger kids look up to the high school kids.
Besides just all the fun, like giggly moments where you get to take photos in your new costumes in the mirror, and are really, because we have all new spaces, so getting
it's
our
shiny,
shiny and new, and our mirrors and our makeup room is just so awesome. So I think all those fun moments. And then, like, when you become delirious during tech because you've been there for 12 hours.
We started playing Down by the Banks during the croquet.
To be honest, one of my favorite moments from the show has nothing even to do with me. It was when I was watching you take pictures with all the girls, and you were on the, like, floor with all of them, like, taking the photos.
Oh,
I think...
Because, like, it was so cool to, like, of course, there was a twinge of jealousy because I'm like, oh my gosh, look at her. Yeah. But it wasn't like, it was like, more like, oh, like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy.
Aww.
It was more of, I'm happy for you because yeah. I got to see you. Because I got to see how excited the little kids were. So yeah. I was really excited for them. But I was also really excited for you because you got to be that person for them. So that was one of my favorite moments from the show. But it wasn't centered around me.
Tyson, how about for you? Now, you got to be out in the middle of that show. Some of your interests were out in the crowd. You were out there.
Yeah, it was really fun. The whole elementary school performance was one of my favorites, but I'd probably have to say my favorite parts were the ones where I was backstage and people would be crying and I would give them a hug and I'd say, hey, listen, things are going to be okay.
Tyson is so comforting. And like, he hugged me
more than anybody else. Like, his hugs are so good.
Like, that was, for me, the best part of the show process is where I can, especially for a lot of the freshmen, I can be there for them and kind of, well, not like a father figure, but like,
that's a little weird. Older brother figure.
Older brother. Yeah. Like, kind of be there and be like, hey, everything's going to be okay. It's like, oh, why are you crying? Why don't we go take a breath? And those sorts of things. Those are my favorite because I've been in shows where I was the main character and I've had those moments like Melly where it's, oh, these people are clapping for you and you get to say hi to the little kids.
Yeah.
So for me, just being on the more personal level really is what makes me the happiest and like those connections.
I think it's such a beautiful selfless thing when you can see somebody else get so much love and praise and you are simply just happy for them.
Yes.
And I feel like we have such a supportive community where that happens all the time.
I go through that feeling so much. I remember during Peter and Trap. So during Trap, I sat in the audience and I watched the show every night and it was just pure joy and like happiness I had watching the show because I was like, everybody's up. They're just having fun with it. And it's just such a nice feeling knowing that we're all here for each other.
Isn't that the best thing though? Watching somebody do something that they love to do. I think that's
so
great. I mean, we forget about drama kids who are having the time of their life up on the stage, or the band kids who are playing they've practiced for months and they're finally getting to perform in front of people, or our choirs or things like that. We get a lot of that with the sports programs because they of course play in front of a bunch of people, they have games on certain nights, but we forget about what joy that you have performing on stage and what joy you bring to other people, which I thought was very evident in the reaction of all those elementary school kids. Okay, I can hear kids out in the hallway. You're missing a lot of class for this, but I can't let you go yet.
I'm on lunch right now, so.
I can't let you go yet. I do want to know from you, if there's someone listening right now, could be an elementary school kid, could be a high school kid, who's considering enrolling in drama classes, but are still kind of on the fence, what advice would you give them?
Do it. Literally just do it. Even if you're too scared to go out and act on stage, there is so much behind the scenes stuff. I started in crew and then I went to acting. It's such a good feeling, like just knowing there's a community there. And then especially if you experience both crew and acting, you get a lot of gratitude for everybody and all the efforts that's going into the show. Because I don't really know how to explain it, but I feel like that crew is a good way to start. If you're an actor, go for it. But if you have your first show because you're just a little nervous about what's going to happen, do crew and then audition for the next show, because then you get a good sense of everything that's going on and then you're just grateful for everything that's happening. I'd just say do it.
Emily or Tyson, anything to add?
I'd say there's nothing like opening night where you've got an adrenaline rush and you get to stand under the lights in five layers of clothing and you're already sweating.
And you're sweating.
There's nothing like performing in front of an audience you can't even see because the lights are so bright on your face. Like, I don't know what it is, but like,
it's the best feeling ever.
It's the best feeling in the world, and I feel like everyone should get a moment in their lives when they get to experience that. I always think about how lucky we are to have such a supportive community, like drama community at our school, but I think it isn't just our drama club that's super supportive. Because I'm on council and I've been on council for the past 3 years for our school, I've done other events outside of our school and I've got to meet other people who do theater from other schools. We're all such a tight-knit community. Like, it's just something about people who do theater.
We're nicer.
We're just better. There's something about it that's just so welcoming. So I'd say that, I mean, because I feel like we don't get that kind of attention, we're ready to welcome you with open arms.
Join us.
Tyson, would you have any advice for kids maybe on the fence about joining a production?
Yeah,
I mean, you were there at one time. If mom and dad hadn't tricked you into getting off the track team.
Yeah, so like I've mentioned, being a part of something bigger than yourself is one of the most fulfilling things for me. So I would absolutely recommend drama because there's so many different things to do. You can act if you like, you know, sewing and costumes. You can go do that.
Mm-hmm. You like makeup?
You like makeup?
Do makeup.
So there's a lot of different places you can fit and be a part of something bigger. But also, if drama's not your thing, find some way to be a part of something bigger than yourself. Yeah. Join a choir or a band or
go to
do
clubs
a sport.
On Tuesdays or, and Thursdays.
Yeah, go to clubs and like just be a part of something bigger than yourself because that's the most satisfying part about it.
Even if it's not theater or performing arts or sport, just like go for it because being a small piece in something really big is such a fulfilling feeling.
Mm-hmm. Those are three of our high school students, Tyson Thames, Emily Sutliff, and Melly Demetz. So much fun to visit with all of you here.
Such a pleasure to be with you.
Now,
I was nervous at the start.
I'm sweating right now. I was so nervous.
I know our listeners, you're developing a lot of Nelson High School drama fans. When can they catch you again publicly? There's a spring show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a spring show that will be in
Last weekend of April, first weekend of May.
Okay.
And then we also have one act happening in
I think we're performing them
in February,
end of February.
I believe.
February.
Yeah. Oh, so those
May
are open
February.
To the public as
yeah.
well.
Yeah,
okay.
They're all open to the public. And if you are an inducted thespian, you get to
show up
you
for
get,
free.
You get to come and watch
free.
Our shows for free. And if you're not an inducted thespian,
become one.
Become one so that you can come see us for free.
Yes.
Well, the purpose of this podcast is to provide our listeners a behind-the-scenes look at some of the people and places around North Clackamas that our listeners typically wouldn't think about. And today, we literally went behind the scenes. Emily, Tyson, Melly, thank you so much for taking on such a big extracurricular activity that brings joy not only to elementary school kids, but to your peers and community members as well. Just like the title of this podcast says, each of you truly makes us proud to be NCSD. Thanks so much to each of you for joining us and continued success as this school year moves along. We got to get you back to class.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.